Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is another Throwback Thursday night. I am your host, Don Fleming. Every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Of course, what I just played started off the show with a little Alexander O'Neill from the self-titled debut album from 1985. That was What's Missing. And for the next 2 hours, again, I'm going to jam with you. Again, good evening to you, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me live. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., of course. Tell a friend if you're on Facebook, like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. And also, thank you so much for supporting the show. And if you want to support the show, you can go to wardellfoxjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com if you want to donate, or if you want to get some cool merchandise. And also, we have a Cash App. $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. So again, thank you so much for all those who have contributed to the show. We want to make every show better than the last one, especially when it comes to Throwback Thursday and Old School Monday. And hopefully we'll get my partner, Wardell Potts Jr., on the phone lines in a couple of minutes. He's doing his nightly thing. He's probably eating, but I'm not going to put him on the spot like that. You know what he does. Either he's tending to the sheep or the cows or whatever, or he's eating. And shout out to his wife, Gayla. Of course, she, happy belated birthday again to her. We got music on the way. We got some Faze and Frankie Beverly. We got some Vesta on the way. And we got some classic Tyrone Davis on the way. So make sure you guys sit tight. And again, we're gonna jam with you. I'm going to jam with you tonight, hopefully. I'm going to do you guys justice, but let's go ahead and start this show off. Let's take you back to the year 1984 and give you a classic. Of course, she was formerly of the group One Way, Detroit, straight out of Detroit, Michigan. Of course, this is the lovely Alicia Myers. The name of the song is called You Get the Best from Me. Say, say, say. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio.
Honey, you're my son. bouncy, bouncy lady. Bouncy, bouncy lady. Bouncy, bouncy lady. Bouncy, bouncy lady.
Yeah.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. That was music from 52nd Street, giving you a little soul from across the pond from 1986. That is called Tell Me How It Feels. Before that, from 1975, funk group out of Portland, Oregon, of all places. But hey, it's all good. Funk is funk. Music from the group Pleasure. The name of the song is called Bouncy Lady. And, of course, started off the block, the lovely Miss Alicia Myers, of course, formerly of the group One Way. She did her thing from 1984. And Say, 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 You Get the Best of Me. And, again, going to jam with you for another hour and 40 minutes. So strap on. Strap on that seat. Yeah, I couldn't just say I had to finish the sentence because I didn't want you guys to get any crazy ideas. So anyway, you know what? I got to give a shout out to, again, I got to give a shout out to Wardell. And I definitely got to give a shout out to Miss Linda Carrier, of course, from Group Dynasty, of course. Had like a little Dynasty thing going on for Monday. If you guys didn't get a chance to listen to Monday's show, Old School Monday, of course, hey, what a name, you know. But no, I had a chance to just, you know, of course, I chill with my partner, talk with my partner, and it's just, it's great conversation. But to have Linda kind of just add a little bit of that feminine wild, and of course, she has a beautiful voice, and she's just a beautiful person inside and out. But just the conversation, I can just sit back and just put my hand on my cheek and the elbow on the table and just listen to them just talk about those stories at Solar. So, again, giving a shout-out to Linda Carey and, of course, Wardell. Hopefully we can get him on if he's not. He's talking about me. He always talk about me, so I'm always eating. You know, I'm a big dude. I like food just like anybody. But, you know, my habit, the habit I have, and I need to change it because I feel like I starve myself all day, and then I just have that one big meal, and it's not right. And I know I got to do better. I got to do better. But anyway, y'all don't want to hear about my food habits. Let's go into some music from 1991, music from After 7. It's called Nice Like This from the Five Heartbeats soundtrack. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Baby, was not too real. Inside I cried. So when you love, you know I try.
yo, smooth, bound to get wrecked. A magic touch to give the women a rush. And still, Johnny Hill is just too much. Stroke and poke, but don't choke, cause you got him. Him on the top and her on the bottom. Hold you tight and I'm never let you go. Then slow, cause the CEO's a pro. So ladies, if you're down to play, my boy Johnny's gonna rub you the right way.
Johnny Gill, of course, Johnny Gill is rubbing you the right way. That is the remix from 1990, his, not his debut album. Here's the cool thing about it. Johnny Gill's been in the game at that time for about seven or eight years. You guys remember Johnny Gill had a solo album, of course, if I'm not mistaken, Howard Perrin worked on his early stuff. But I guess they didn't know how to package him. Because, you know, he's like, at the time, he's 16, 17 years old, and he has this deep voice. So they didn't really know how to market him. But one of the cool things, they hooked him up with Stacey Ladislaw, and, of course, you know, Perfect Combination and you know, all of that good stuff. So that pretty much, you know, actually that was Johnny Gill's third solo album. Of course, this is the one that, like, blew him up. If I'm not mistaken, I think it went triple platinum. From 1990, of course, that is Rub You the Right Way. The remix featuring CL Smooth, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, you know, a rap duo from back in the day. Of course, CL Smooth laying the tracks on the rap. Of course, before that, from 1986, the late, great Vesta Williams, of course, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and, of course, started off the block with a little After Seven. Nights Like This, again, from the Five Heartbeats soundtrack, from 1991, and you know what's so cool about it, you think about these songs that came out in 90 and 91, you think about 30, 31, 32 years ago, and when I listen to Nights Like This, it sounds brand new to me. It sounds brand new, and here's the crazy part. The irony of it is that sound was a throwback 60s sound, you know, with the little drum riff. So you would hear that all throughout Motown. You'd hear it, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you'd hear it like, I think, Muscle Shoals, all of that whole sound. I got my partner, Wardell Potts, hanging out with me. First of all, great show today, earlier today. Of course, you guys check out the Drive Time. My man in the Drive Time, Throwback Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, well, 3 to 4, you know, had Phoenix on. You know, you guys had a little discussion about jealousy, and of course 4 to 5 had me on and whatnot. But anyway, man, for those who didn't get a chance to listen to the show, talk a little bit about the earlier show if you can. It is an abbreviated version if you can, man.
It was very interesting. First of all, hello and hi, you guys. I hope y'all are good. And Don, thanks for having me on. This was the show earlier was really more about the word jealousy. And, you know, jealousy, that normally comes off as a bad thing, right? So there's so many different – so they were like certain – there were different versions of jealousy. And so if you guys remember, in the beginning, God said that he was a jealous God. And so – but that type of jealousy was a jealousy of protection. Like, because he knew our nature. He knew how we were and how we would fall into bad situations because of who we were. And so he told us that he was a jealous God, to have no other gods before him. In other words, that because those gods will not treat, they will not love you the way that you deserve to be loved, because they didn't create you. It's almost like a mother, you know, and a father with their child. It's like they're, you know, I mean, the normal thing would be a mother and a father with their child is very, very protective over their child, and they don't want anybody else, you know, to take their position, because they know that they will love their child the best that it can be loved in some cases, right? Not all cases, obviously. And so, but in the general case. And so that's what we talked about initially, that good kind of jealousy. But then we talked also about the jealousy of, you know, a relationship with someone and having a jealous boyfriend or a jealous girlfriend, a jealous husband, a jealous wife, and which can be kind of volatile, can be really uncomfortable and real scary and dangerous. And then we talked about jealousy of just, you know, confidants and constituents, you know, people that you're not really in a relationship with, but you guys see each other and you work together or whatever the case. And sometimes people can be jealous of you, and you could be, or you could be jealous of them. And so we went around and around and around, and it was very interesting. And I shared this one story, and I shared it again, that you know, when I was really young, I was very interested. I met this girl who was a viola player. It's like a violin, but it's a little bigger than a violin, viola. And I was a jazz drummer, so I was really excited about meeting her and hooking up with her. And I was probably around 16. And so she had a girlfriend, and I had a friend, a male friend, that played, you know, hung out with me. So then one day her girlfriend and her came together. And so my friend said, "Man, I like her. You should hook me up with her, her friend." And I said, "Okay." Hey, Lord have mercy. So as I'm talking to her friend, my the girl that I was seeing, she wasn't a girlfriend or boyfriend yet, but we were working our way. And so when I was talking to her friend about my friend, she started giving me those eyes like she liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got confused. I got so confused because I was attracted to her too. So I was the problem in this situation, because my motive, I went in for one thing, but I ended up being tricked. Not really tricked. My mindset wasn't in the right place, and I got turned on. I liked the girl that I was trying to hook up with my friend, and it's just so wrong. And I remember feeling so, like, and I remember us all being in the car together, and she would be looking at me through the rear, I look in the rearview mirror, and she's just staring at me with those eyes. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. My friend's back there with her, and her friend is sitting up there with me. And it was rough, but I learned something. I learned something then, but it's like, and that created a jealousy between the girlfriend, the girl that I was dating, and her girlfriend. They started not liking each other because of that. And it was my fault. It was my fault. So, the girl, you know, she gave me those eyes, and I fell for them. I was like, oh. I was only 16. I was just learning about relationships. And I was like,
right.
Oh, really? You like me? Oh, I like you too. And it's just wrong. No, you're not supposed to like her. You like her friend, I thought. So, but anyway, so you can, you know, sometimes we can innocently create a problem, you know, not knowing that we are creating, making people jealous because of our actions And so we have to kind of like pay attention and be careful of some of the things that we may do that can cause people to feel envious or jealous. And that really did. I did that. I created that between them two. I messed up their relationship. You know, and she did too. Her girlfriend did too, because she was checking me out, and she shouldn't have been checking me out, and I shouldn't have followed through. But we both did, and it kind of messed up everything. So,
life was just it was crazy, man. You were just
well. Sick. I don't mind telling the truth. I don't mind telling the truth.
No, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna just tell it like it is, because that's human nature, right? And so if I'm constantly sharing with people about love and how, about loving each other and stop fighting with each other, then I need to be honest about who I am as well, because somebody can say, man, he's always talking that crap, but he did this, he did that, so. That stuff comes up. I'll talk about it. God puts it on my heart for a reason, and I share it out. So it is what it is.
Wow. There you have it, man. There you have it. I love the fact that you can kind of just open up your life to the listeners like that, man. And that's why a lot of people love you and don't care about me, But it's okay. It's all good, but man, hang out with me. I know you got some things to do, but I'm let you know on the air. I need my partner here, because today is going to be a great Throwback Thursday night. He's going to play some of his music. We're going to mix it up with some of his old school music and some of my old school music. So it is all right. But I want to slow it down. I want to give you a classic. I want to give you like a smooth block here, man. I want to take you guys back to 1979 and give you a classic from the late, great Tyrone Davis. The name of the song is called In the Mood. And I think Wardell's going to play something after, but you guys keep it locked right here. We're doing it. We're jamming tonight. Soul Art Records Radio, Throwback Thursday night. Let's go, guys.
Yeah.
Girl, I wanna make sweet love to you. Oh, honey, sugar. It ain't no telling what I'm gonna do. What a feeling. Feeling good, feeling like you never felt. Just like ice cream. And honey, my love is gonna make you melt. Love throwing in the night for you. one I choose. Who are you? Yeah, yeah. In the mood, baby. Who are you? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. mistaken. I'm clearly taken.
Get no better than that. Woo, that is so funky, Don. Come on, man.
Man. Yeah. You done showed out.
That is.
You done, you showed out on me.
You
played Benny King, and then you closed out on that block with Cameo. Just, man, love it.
Yes,
love
sir.
It. You are the
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir. I was just trying to have some fun, man. So I remember driving down the street in my car, and just that song that just felt so good on the freeway, just driving down the street and banging it. Oh, man. I just felt like I was the top of the world, that song. And the SOS Band, they have a song, too, that did that for me, too. That was Take Your Time. Man, Take Your Time. Oh, man, it felt the same way. I just felt on top of the world. I guess those were good times in my life at that time when those songs came out, because I have such a great feeling when it takes me back to good times. So thank you,
SOS
Band.
You know what? I love the fact that, again, you tell those stories just amazing, and people can kind of pinpoint where they were, because those are the type of songs, Take Your Time, Do It Right. That's a song that you can pinpoint some part in your life, and you're like, you know what? I was here. I was there. I was there. You know, I was doing this. And it's just one of those songs, man, and I love it. Keep it coming, man. Keep it coming. We got officially right now. We have an hour left of the show, a straight-up hour on the dot. We have an hour left. So
awesome.
That means we're going to be jamming with you. We're going to jam in with you for the next hour. And, of course, I have my partner, Wardell Pies Jr. is just on the one. He's on the ones and twos. Yes, jamming on the one. Yeah. You know. But you know what, Dad? Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. You go. It's your show.
No, you go ahead. No, go ahead. Talk. It's your show. You got the floor.
Okay, I was just going to say, before Billy Paul died, we had him on this show, and we got a chance to talk to him and his wife. She was so amazing. And he was on his way to Brazil, and he did go. He was just, like, performing like crazy, doing shows all around the world off of that hit. And the name of that song was what?
Me and Mrs. Jones, right?
We definitely got a thing going on. And so that song, that was him. That song was his Mrs. Jones. It just took him around the world. He had a great time. So if you guys get a chance, go back in the archives and listen to his interview. It was about a year before he passed away. But he lived a long, amazing career, and had a long career back in Philadelphia. And so, but sometime tonight, since we got an hour, maybe Don will let me play that song.
Man, you know what?
I was just about to say,
find the song. If you got it queued up, man, let's go ahead and lead off this block with it, because I love that song. That is a beautiful song about infidelity. That brother did it. And he's definitely missed, man. He's definitely missed.
All right.
Keep it locked right here. Billy Paul, me and Mrs. Jones. So long, it's a great show.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones.
We gotta be extra careful.
Man, you had to hook that up. I appreciate that. That is classic Bloodstone. Bloodstone from 1973.
Yeah.
Little Philly soul right there. That was some Philly
That's
soul.
That's right. Philly in the house.
But here's the kicker, though. They were from Kansas City.
But they're in the house. They're in the Philly. by the way of Kansas City, right?
Yeah. Yes. I'll say that too. Oh
yeah.
Man, Charles McCormick's voice. Uh huh. Mhm.
Yeah.
And of course, you claim him. Claim him. It's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm a part of the sound of Los Angeles. Right, but I'm by the way of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
about what?
Solar's got my heart. Right? Solar's got my heart. And then what did you play before that?
Man, I played Brownstone, 5 Miles to Empty from 1997. Beautiful, beautiful cut from the three beautiful sisters. Just an amazing cut called 5 Miles to Empty, and I had to hook that up. And, of course, you started it off with the song of all songs, man. Talk a little bit about that one.
Which one?
The first song you played, Me and Mrs. Jones. You got to talk about it. I know you talked a little bit about it, about Billy Paul.
Oh, man.
You know what's cool?
Make me want to sing. What?
I'm gonna show you how warped my mind is. Okay, Here, just think, what if Mr. Jones was walking his dog and he just happened to pass by the cafe that they met in? And, you know, and here they are in the window, you know, they're right there in the window, in the seat where the window is. He walks by walking his dog, Mr. Jones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows what would happen. I'm like, what would happen if Mr. Jones saw that?
Well, I'll tell you. So, if Mr. Jones happened to walk by there and he saw them in, you know, through the window at the cafe, the lyrics of the song would have been different. It would have been a completely different song. You'd be talking about, I almost got killed messing with Mr. Jones.
Well, no.
You know,
like me and Mr. Jones got a fight going on. No,
yeah,
but no,
Mr.
I
had a fight going on. Right.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, Mr. Jones. You know, it's like when people, it's almost like, I mean, I wouldn't know, but it just seems like when people would cheat and meet at a cafe, they always get that window seat, you know, that seat by that main window of the cafe when you walk in. Like, that's, y'all not doing this right. Y'all got to be back over by the kitchen in the back, you know, or by the bathroom, you know. Don't be up in the front where everybody can walk by and see you. But but no, I'm just messing around. Love is blind.
Love is blind. Yeah, you don't. Sometimes you end up not paying attention to anything except for what you want.
That's true.
Lost your mind.
That's true. That is true. Guys, so we're having fun. We got about another 40 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B funk. So make sure you tune in tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. Of course, we're going to have an archive show, of course, from the late Goldie Mac. Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. Yeah, so make sure you guys tune in to that. And, man, just a great show. I miss that brother. I miss his energy. What a cool cat, man. What a cool cat. Again, I said it before. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, we were real fortunate to get to spend the time with him. We got to spend with him. So,
I know.
Yeah. It's a whole other story now, you know, but then, you know, we were just, I mean, I remember us talking about the sound of his voice. Like, his voice, something's going on. He is so into it, and he was into the music, and he was a part of it as well. I mean, he was a songwriter. He was into it. He was doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to be gone over COVID took him out of here, man. It's crazy.
Wow. Oh, but again, tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. Start this block off with a classic from Frankie Beverly and Maze from 1989, of course, with the Silky Soul album. This is called Can't Get Over You. What El Potts, Don Fleming. You're listening to Solar Records Radio.
I don't know blame. Oh, days, and I prayed for a long-lasting relationship so that you and I will always be together.
That was a beautiful song called Heaven. And, of course, Wardell, man, on this block, you took it all the way back to, what, 1968, man. Who did you play before Solo?
Oh, my goodness, Bobby Taylor. Bobby Taylor. And that was Melinda's new girl who came to my world. Oh! Okay, I'll
you can call up in your own world. I love it.
Oh, man, that Melinda boy. Woo, Lord. But that song right there that you just played was bad, too. But, yeah, Melinda, that just takes me back when I was a little kid and I was chasing the girls. Oh, man. So, yes.
And, of course, we started off the block. Started off the block with a classic from Frankie Beverly and Mays. I was blessed to see them twice when they came to Little Rock, both times. Amazing show. It's like it's new all over again when I see Frankie Beverly. And Frankie was still doing his thing. And so, man, I love Frankie Beverly Mays. Big fan. So I'd pay to see them eight times over, you know. We got about another 25 minutes left of the show, and thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. Myself, Wardell Potts Jr., you guys have been just wonderful. We're coming over the hump. We're coming over the stretch, so make sure you tune in. If you can't catch us live, you can check us out on the playback on Solo Records Radio on the Facebook page. Wardell, man, you want to do the honors? Or you know what? Before we do that, before you do the honors, man, we got to talk about tomorrow. Remind everybody what's going on tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We'll love you tomorrow. Anyway, tomorrow.
Friday.
We celebrate. Every Friday, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so tune in because we're going to go down memory lane, just go through the history of Solar, and any questions you may have, we'll do our best to answer. And if we can't answer, we'll find out. We'll get the answer for you.
Yeah.
So tune in and hang out with us. We'll have a good time together. And you never know which one of those Solar artists may call in.
You know what, Wardell? I'm feeling rewarding. I'm feeling giving. I'm just a giving person. So I know you got the next song, but you know what? But you know, Solar Records Radio, $ Solar Records Radio. But no, I'm feeling generous, so I'm going to give Wardell this next block, and I'm going to finish eating my sandwich. So, Wardell, please do the honors, brother.
Wow.
You get the whole block before we get up out of here.
All right, so guys,
I know it's a little too much.
Yeah, Don, Yeah, just go ahead and mute your mic down, because when that's what I'm about to say, you're going to say, oh, my God. But anyway, guys, so I wanted, this is going to be a little pop. Okay, so, yeah, he muted his mic. Yes. And so this is a friend of mine that I, a friend of mine I grew up with. He was younger than me. And it was he was probably about, maybe 10 years younger than me. And he grew up on my street. And so he was a little guy, Charles and Eddie. Charles and Eddie came together. Charles was the kids I'm talking about. And Eddie was the guy at the school. And they put the song together. And he came out. And it was a big hit for them. And he was like, whoa, we did it. And so he got in touch with me, and we were talking about working on his next album together. I was in California, he was in Philadelphia. So we were setting up things together, and then something happened. He got sick, he went in the hospital, and he never got out. And so I want to bring this song, Charles, love to you, and thank you for your contribution in the music industry. And this song is called I Wouldn't Lie to You. And so take a listen. Thank you so much for letting me do this. Charles and Eddie. song by the Delphonics, Hey Love. And before that, I played Chic, I Want Your Love. And then the last song, the first song I played is Charles and Eddie. Well, you guys have a blessed night, and thank you for tuning in to my brother Don's show. God bless you. And
oh,
you,
man. I had to just come in for a second. You were jamming. That Charles and Eddie. I like that Charles and Eddie, man.
Oh,
I love that Charles and Eddie, man.
Yeah, it's a nice groove. It's a different kind of groove. It's a nice groove.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, thank you for holding it down. We got about another 7 minutes left of the show. Again, we're going to wrap it up. About another 7 minutes left of the show. I know.
Wow,
time flies when you're having fun, man.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, man, thank you for holding it down. Thank you for playing some of that great music. You took it back to the 60s. So, man, I love Bobby Taylor. I love the Delphonics. I mean, just amazing music that you played tonight, man. So I can't go wrong with you. I said, hold it down for me. I got to go downstairs. Hold it down for me, Wardell. Can you hold it down? I gotta go downstairs. I got you. So
I got you. Uh-huh.
Didn't take the flair away or nothing. Didn't take the flair out of the show. So, but no, man, I knew I entrusted you with playing some great music, and you did, man. So, but anyway, I want to remind everybody tomorrow. Yes, celebrating kicking off. Well, Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar, the music, the artists, the memories, and from 3 to 5 p.m. So make sure you guys tune in. And again, tonight, we're going to have an archived version, an archived Cosmic Slap Shack with Goldie Mac. Goldie Mac.
Yes.
So check it out.
One hour from now, guys. 1 hour from now. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, Don, I didn't see the show on your page. Is the show on your page or is it just in the Solar Records Radio?
My page, you know what? My page is restricted for some reason. I don't know I don't know. Well, I'm not in jail, but my page is restricted for some reason. So I'm going to do it.
Mine was actually there too. Maybe the last couple of days, I said, hey, something's wrong. I can't do certain things. I think it might just be Facebook is all messed up again. So, but if you could tag me in the show, because I love the show, man. I like to hear it again. Tag me if
I'm trying to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you.
Man, thanks for hanging out and giving my love to Gayla and everything. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow because, again, tonight, Goldie Mac, tomorrow, celebrating the legacy of Solar. Going to close it out with the lovely Miss Melba Moore. Love's Coming At You, produced by Paul Lawrence, of course, a friend of the show. Until next time, you guys have a safe and great, beautiful Thursday night. See you tomorrow. Have a good one. See you later, Wardell.
All right. Peace out, Ben.